Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Day 9 of Patriots training camp here in Foxborough, the 8th practice of training camp 2012. And this has been a week of extremes. Wednesday, we had perhaps the most intense practice of camp, followed the next day by perhaps the tamest practice of camp. And then
lamest.
Yeah, and then today, right back up with the intensity. Here to talk about it all, Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, our intern Darren Hartwell. Guys, it's a good thing the Patriots have tomorrow, Saturday, off, because I think the guys are getting sick of seeing each other. We had not one, but two pretty substantial fracases break out during practice again today, and it's unfortunate that that has to be what we lead this podcast off with, but it was the news of the day, I think.
No question, and you know, for the first time ever, or that I can remember, Bill Belichick sent the entire team on a trio of penalty laps after the fights. The second fight, which wasn't quite as big as the first, but was still borderline bench-clearing brawl type action. And certainly we've never had three brawls in one training camp. Past years, the scuffles were scuffles, you know, a handful of players. These were, you know, full team type, you know, although today Brady stayed off to the side with his hands on his hips. You know, it's not great, you know, Bobby Carpenter said, you know, it's a fine line that you cross playing beyond the whistle in these fights and everything. But on some level, is the intensity good to see? Probably, you know, certainly from the little brother defense, I think, trying to prove themselves and all these young players and maybe some sort of mentality. We're not just going to let you pick on us all summer long.
The thing that concerns me, though, there are two things, actually, I think. One is, this isn't like the old days in training camp where you were going two-a-days, full pads for several days, and you really, really got sick of one another. This is sort of not really Club Med, but it's as close as you can get for training camp. I don't understand why they're getting so sick of each other so soon. That's one.
Maybe they're all jerks.
And the other point is, well, last year they several times talked about separately how close that locker room was last year. And it's, you know, there's always turnover on the roster, but it's virtually the same crew here again this year. And yet we're seeing, you know, the degree of acrimony in these fights is something that I don't think I'm very surprised to see.
Well, one of the things, and I kind of agree with the players, a lot of them said it afterwards, is when you have a lot of competition, when you have a lot of guys vying for jobs, and there are a lot of jobs, you know, the offensive line is entirely up for grabs, essentially, at this point, with all the guys that are out and the, you know, backup jobs, roster spots. The defensive front is, you know, aside from Vince Wilfork, a lot of jobs up for grabs, you know, new young linebackers, guys like Bobby Carpenter, older guys, holdover guys like Brandon Spikes, who are at a crossroads, or Rob Ninkovich, who's probably trying to make sure he maintains his job. When you have that level of competition and it's 90 degrees out, I think sometimes guys cross the line. I don't have a big problem with it. You know, I can see why Bill would get frustrated. All right, you just had one 2 minutes ago. Do we really need another one?
Yeah, and you're wasting
practice
time.
Right.
Yeah. And also, you don't want to get anyone hurt.
Right.
You saw and Spikes on Wednesday.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm think
sure
Spikes
right.
may have gotten dinged up on the play more than the fight. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You don't want to risk any injuries.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. It's unnecessary. But despite Bill poo-pooing it the other day that it doesn't crystallize a team, it's good to see the competition level. That's all I'll say, is it's good to see guys caring enough to fight back a little.
Okay, let's enough of Friday night fights. Let's get back to what's actually been going on
the
field.
But I see what you did there.
Yeah, you know,
fight night in Foxborough.
Exactly. Right. As for on-field stuff, impressions from today. I thought the quarterbacks, who had a pretty lousy day yesterday, as a group, bounced back a little bit today. Still not quite where I'd like to see them, especially Brady, still misfiring a little bit. But they picked it up, I think, a little bit from the day before. Defensively, any big plays that you saw? I wasn't really astounded by anything I saw on defense either.
No, I would start with Brady. especially after the brawl, when he talked to the team, called the team together. Mm-hmm. They broke up. They did a two-minute drill. I think he had one incompletion, but basically marched right down the field, threw a touchdown in the back of the end zone. That's what you want to see. The wide receivers, just in terms of personnel, you know, we had the veterans back out there, all three of them that were either out or left practice yesterday in terms of
Jabbar Gaffney,
Lloyd, Gaffney,
Deion
Branch. Various degrees of participation. I think, you know, Lloyd maybe still a little limited. A lot of Matthew Slater on the outside running deep balls with Brady that I think normally would be going to Brandon Lloyd. But overall, I thought the passing game was better. Not where it needs to be, and certainly not the second and third groups where they need to be. Brian Hoyer came in and threw three or four straight incompletions. Mallett came in, had one completion, then he bounced one. So that area certainly needs to work after Bill talked about, or Nick Caserio, excuse me, talked about that competition being pretty good between Hoyer and Mallett. But defensively, you see flashes, you know, you see things that you like, but they still need to get the consistency, certainly in the coverage. I mean, the coverage to me continues to struggle at times. Everybody from, you know, inside out, front to back, coverage to me still is a major, major concern with this team.
And, Darren, you and I were watching the one-on-one trench drills, pass rushing with the D-line and the O-line. Got pretty intense there, and I thought the O-line struggled mightily today. The D-line won those battles more often than not.
Definitely. We had a few defensive linemen, you know, just sticking out their arms and kind of tossing offensive linemen to the ground. You saw Wilfork do that, and then
on Robert Gallery,
Gallery,
the biggest lineman out there,
right?
Nate Solder got killed.
Got run Francis, completely over. Right?
The only thing that he took a lap afterwards.
Yep.
So, and I didn't quite catch the whole thing, and I'm wondering if he may have had a false start, and then in doing so, his timing was off, and Francis just blew
Could
out and blew him off the line.
Because it looked like he really just...
Yeah, but, I mean, to have your left tackle on his back with an undrafted rookie defensive lineman on top of him is not what you're looking for.
Guys, I think the most positive point I'm going to take from this practice is, and we talked about it out in the media tent, was that they are getting healthier somewhat. You mentioned already the wide receivers coming back. Will Allen also returned.
Beckett returned.
Jake Beckett, the rookie,
Nate
returned.
Nate Ebner got out there.
Nate Ebner was out there for the first time. Nick McDonald off the PUP.
First coming off PUP since that early.
Right. So after a few days where it looked like, oh, boy, you know, guys are having to be carted off almost at a record pace, they're starting to come back again. So it's...
I was getting a little worried yesterday with the A, the sloppy practice, B, the list was huge. It was 21, I think, and was being added to during practice with Branch and Gaffney and those guys.
We're down to 14
now you're getting,
today.
You know, that's like a third of your roster was dinged up. Go back down today, and the intensity increased. So I thought today was a nice step forward in terms of both health and intensity. But we had Dan Conley looked like he kind of was dealing with the heat at the end, right after actually
after
the penalty
laps
for the brawl. He was kind of down on one knee, and with the trainers, that looked just like a heat-related issue. And I actually thought the news of the day, or one of the events of the day, is this Aaron Hernandez jack-of-all-trades routine that's continuing. He was returning punts today, some more successfully than others. He dropped one that he tried to catch above his chest. He returned one that was pretty nice later. Then he was taking handoffs from Brady, lining up in the backfield at fullback and motioning out, catching balls. So it'll be interesting to see. Everybody, you know, last year he obviously had the carries in the regular season at the end, and then in the playoffs, as he says, I'm just a playmaker. I want the ball in my hand. Maybe they're giving him more of those opportunities.
It's exciting to see, but you worry with he has had some injury history here, and you worry that he may be, you know.
The more he does, the less he can do?
Yeah, exactly.
See how I just bring that together?
Yes,
nice, concise sentence.
You crystallized it. Our team has been crystallized by these last few days.
By you and me
of
fighting
camps.
All the time?
Yes, exactly. Right. And Darren, like Tom Brady, just stands off to the sides with his hands on his hips and watches.
Not getting involved in that.
And another just note, the offensive line I've been trying to kind of keep track of virtually every day.
Personnel groupings.
And left to right today. Okay. I'm not saying what this is. I'm just saying left to right.
Sure.
Nate
Draw
Solder.
Your own conclusions.
Donald Thomas, Ryan Wendell, Dan Conley, and Marcus Cannon. Dan Copen was in the middle of the next group of linemen that came out, so... Interesting, we've talked about if he's not your starting center, maybe there's not a spot for him on this team. Right now, he's kind of with a group that does not include Nate Solder, is how I like to word it.
Okay. Well, the team and Team PFW is going to take a much-deserved day off tomorrow, but practice resumes Sunday afternoon. We will be here for that, 1:30 to 4 o'clock again.
What do you mean by we?
I'm just kidding.
I'll be here.
You'll be here, too. So we'll have another podcast then. But in the meantime, enjoy your day off. For Andy and Darren, I'm Eric. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.